This is Beth Schultz, MetroG Vice President of Research and Principal Analyst, and welcome to the kickoff episode of our 2022 podcast and vidcast series, MetroSite. In this series, MetroG analysts will share updates on our latest research, our thoughts on the latest news across the collaboration, customer engagement, employee experience, and workflow management industries, and much more. Listen to it from your favorite podcast platform, or on the MetroG website or YouTube channel. Today, I'm joined by Robin Garris, who is MetroG CEO and Principal Analyst, and she's going to tell you all about MetroG's new MetroCast research and why it's of value to you. Robin, hi, how are you doing?
Doing great, Beth. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Pretty darn cold where we are, though, in the Chicagoland area.
Yeah, negative 15 today, I think, is our expected temperature, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, we all have our parkas, I guess. Anyways, let's get started here. You know, Robin, at a high level, you know, what do listeners need to know about MetroG's MetroCast research studies? You know, what are the goals, the deliverables, and the differentiators?
There's a lot in that question. So let me try and unpack it here and give everybody some details about it. So this is a new research service and study that we're offering at MetroG. And it's basically a huge study. In the first one, which is the CX MetroCast, it's a study of about 1,800 or more than 1,800 IT and CX leaders globally. And the primary goal is to help IT and CX decision makers basically evaluate and select providers that make the most sense for their own requirements. You know, so there's many different providers out there that you can use, obviously. And oftentimes you get down to those last two or three, and boy, you just need something. They're pretty even, and you just it's kind of tough to make that decision. And this really helps either narrow down a broad list to a short list, or take your short list and get to the final provider. So that's kind of the primary goal. What we do is we conduct research and analysis, and then we write a general report on each topic area covered. And there's typically about 10 in the CX area. We did 10, and moving forward, we'll be doing another one in the workplace collaboration space with about the same number of technology areas. And as we work with enterprise organizations, we conduct deeper analysis based on their priorities, or, you know, maybe do some more digging deep about the vendors themselves that they're looking at. We also, if providers want to license the reports, we can publish more insight on their own performance. And then we also do a webinar discussing the program and the results of it, and that's on our Bright Talk channel. So that's a little bit about it. The differentiators, I see the differentiator for the let me take a step back. So when we look at MetroCast, there's two different sides to MetroCast. So there's the MetroStar, which already has come out, and that is where we basically, they're kind of like awards, but it's not based on our opinion as analysts. It's solely based on the decision makers, influencers, and buyers of the technologies within enterprise organizations. So it's not an analyst opinion. It's based on the actual experience of their customers, how they rate their providers. But more importantly, I believe, is how does each provider affect their business success? So how does using this this company help you with your revenue increases, cost decreases, customer rating improvement, employee efficiency boost, those kinds of things? So we look at all the different providers that you know, the companies rate, and that's sort of the MetroStar part of the MetroCast research. The other side of it is a MetroCast. I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but it's like MetroCast is basically looking at the market forecast of an area. So what are the financials of a particular you know, product or technology area within the broader CX or workplace collaboration space? You know, what's happening? What are people spending? You know, what are they planning to spend moving forward, and so on? So I'd say the other differentiator in this research is that it's not sponsored. It's not like for the MetroStars in particular, it's not like we're doing something that's sponsored. Sure, after the fact, a provider can come in and license some of the content, but this is completely done independently. And I would also say from a market forecasting perspective, it's a little different because most market forecasts count on what the vendors are telling them. In this case, it's more of a buy side look at the size of a market. What are companies actually spending, not only on the technology, but internally, what are they spending as far as IT staff that they need to manage the different areas?
Well, Robin, I know how hard you've been working on this MetroCast study, and I've seen bits and pieces of the data, including MetroStars, which you mentioned. I'm really looking forward to to seeing it all packaged together. You did mention MetroStars, and like you said, we had just announced those last week, was it? What else can you tell us about the MetroStars? What do listeners really need to know about those?
Yeah, so the MetroStar, just to give you kind of a high level view of it, we go out and we interview and survey companies and basically ask them to rate the providers that they use, typically in about 8 or 9 different criteria, how you rate them on a 1 to 4 scale. And then we say, okay, what were your business metrics? If you've measured them, and some haven't, but we gather plenty. How did your business metrics change before and after you use these providers? So how did revenue change? How did cost change? How did your customer ratings change? And how did your employee efficiency improve or change, rather, I should say, because it could have gone up or down. We don't mandate that it goes one way or another. It's just, did it go up, down, or stay flat? So we asked them those questions, and we had a total of 186 vendors rated across 10 areas of customer experience. So the 10 areas that we had rated are, or have looked at both ratings and business success: contact center platforms, CPaaS, so communications platform as a service, workforce optimization, voice of the customer, visual engagement, voice biometrics, conversational AI, contact center platform management and administration management, self-service knowledge base, and then AI development platform. And of all those areas, a total of about, I think it was a little over 30 providers actually received MetroStars in those areas. So you asked how people could learn more. We did do a webinar on this last week, early last week. It's on our BrightTALK channel. So if you go to brighttalk.com, I think is the URL, but just look up BrightTALK. It's real easy to just sign in there. No, there's no cost or anything like that. You just create your own account, and you can go to the Metrigy BrightTALK channel and you'll see it in there. I talked all about the awards, who won, a little bit about each area, what were the general overall results, what areas scored highest, lowest, things like that. So it was definitely very useful, and a lot of good information in there. We also have individual reports in each one of those areas that I mentioned. Those are on our website, available to our clients, our research advisory service clients. They're also available for individual sale for people if they want to see those. And then we also, again, as I mentioned, do projects with enterprise organizations. So if they want to use this information to help them with evaluation and selection of providers, it's very, very useful, because you can look at everything a vendor tells you. You can look at their products. You can see demos, but to get that information, and you can even call some referrals, but the referrals that the vendors are going to give you are going to be always good. So this is just sort of an independent way to look at, okay, what are customers of the long list or short list of vendors that I'm looking at, what are they saying about the service they're receiving, the technology, the reliability of the platform, the security of the platform, AI enablement of the platform? There's all sorts of things you can look at there. And so it just really helps. It gives another piece of information that you can use to sort of help make those decisions.
Okay, so Robin, as you were sort of going through all this data, doing all this analysis, identifying MetroStar reports, anything that really kind of surprised you about what you found, or any trends that you spotted?
Yeah, definitely some trends for sure. I would say that as we looked at the ratings, the platforms themselves are reliable. The platform reliability consistently scored high, regardless of the technology area, platform, or product. But a lot of these are cloud-based platforms, so I think that's important, and it's sort of a stake in the ground, because I know that as companies early in the day, to move into cloud, even recently. You know, they would say, I don't want to move to the cloud. I've got my reliability is good. I don't want to rely on a cloud provider's network design or their platform. And that consistently scored high no matter what area we looked at. So the platforms are good. I would say, as we evaluated how the use of technology sort of affected those business metrics, there were definitely improvements to cost, but that was the least changed area. So, you know, as you look at some of the interview notes and what companies are saying, what the data is telling us, companies are definitely spending and in the CX area, and they're viewing CX as an investment that actually ends up driving more revenue and driving higher customer ratings. So they're not afraid to spend money in CX, and I don't see cost savings as a primary driver. It might be a secondary driver. You know, hey, let's get our efficiency up a little bit. Maybe we'll save money, or maybe we'll be able to, you know, an agent that is, if it's in a contact center, or maybe we'll just be able to make our agents more. I don't know if it's a useful, right word, but have the agents do more things like upsell, cross sell. So maybe they're on the phone longer, on a video call longer, but that's a good thing because it's going to ultimately drive more revenue. So I think that was kind of interesting. They're not afraid to spend money. The cost savings isn't a big driver. Revenue and customer ratings are really the big drivers. And I would say, although, like when you look at cloud, and when even now, when I ask organizations, why aren't you going to the cloud? For those who aren't going, one of the top reasons is always security. I'm concerned about security. And early in the day, moving to the cloud, oh, it's not going to be secure enough. And companies across the board did rate security relatively high compared to all the other criteria that we asked them to rate. So security is doing well in the CX space. So if that's a concern of yours, that's something that we see companies pretty pleased with. I would say, not surprisingly to me anyway, is AI was the lowest scoring area in all categories. So the way that they used AI in their products, or the ways that they integrated AI into their products, was the lowest scoring area. But I'm not surprised just because it's new and it's complex, and there's so many new things always happening, and it's just it's harder. People need to be trained on it, you know. So that was sort of the lowest scoring area. And then I would say, from a vendor perspective, NICE did act the best throughout the whole program. Like they earned more Metro stars than any other provider by far. Google was second. They actually had a few Metro stars as well. I think 8x8 did really well too. So there's a few that kind of did well in multiple categories. But I would say one interesting thing too is, when you think of all the AI development platforms that are out there right now, Google is actually the only one to win a Metro star in at all, you know, across all AI platforms. I mean, others did well in either customer ratings, or they did well in the business success area. So you can look at those two, you know, axes. And Google was the only one who did well, better than average on both of those axes. So that was interesting, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. And it's always great to hear that, you know, customers are rating reliability, security highly. I mean, those are so critical to the enterprise. So that's great.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so what else can you tell us about the CCaaS forecast?
Oh, the CX, the market
I'm
forecast?
sorry, the
C
yeah, sorry, the CX
CX, yeah.
market forecast.
Yeah, so the market forecast side of it, that's still coming out. I am burning the midnight oil working on this one. But what this is going to do is tell us a few key things, and again, from a buy side perspective, not a supply side perspective. So what's the adoption and the plans for adoption? And we can segment those, and we will segment those, or I am segmenting those, by size, region, and industry. Average annual spending per year based on five different size bands. So we kind of, you know, chop up the data based on the size of the company, and all those 10 areas I already mentioned that we're covering. So we'll look at that globally and by region. The regions we're looking at are North America, Europe, primarily Western Europe, and Asia Pac. That's where we gather our data from. We're also doing something kind of cool called these gain retain charts. And what that is we asked everybody, are you planning to change providers over the next year? And they either, you know, would say yes, or, you know, yes, we already have, we just did. We're planning over the next year. We're evaluating, you know, no plans at all. So basically, then we say, well, if you're planning to change, who are you looking at? Who else are you looking at? And then we can do sort of these gain retain charts, which basically show which vendors are gaining, are better than average or below average, wherever they stand, on gaining new customers or retaining existing customers. And then we kind of put those in a matrix so you can kind of see who's doing the best. Obviously, the ones who are both gaining and retaining are really, doing a great job. But there are some who are retaining their customers but not gaining much. And maybe that's because they're not marketing their products or services enough, something like that. There are others who are gaining new providers but maybe losing some for a variety of reasons. Maybe the provider is consolidating, or I'm sorry, maybe the customer's consolidating and made a decision on another provider for other reasons. Maybe it's a cost play. That's actually, by the way, the biggest reason of all the reasons we asked, why are you leaving? The biggest reason people are still leaving their providers is cost, which is interesting because when you look at what I was just talking about with the MetroStars, it's like they're not afraid to spend money. But that said, they're not going to waste money either. It's like they want to get good value for what they're spending. So I think that's a good point to keep in mind. And then we'll also do industry correlations as well. So there's a lot coming out there that will look at some of the market sizing and extrapolating out based on what companies are spending today and the size of the companies and the number of businesses in particular regions. We'll do some forecasting as to what we see the market sizing as well.
Okay, and that's coming in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so CX Metricast, or I'm sorry, yeah, CX Metricast is coming within the next couple of weeks. We're doing another project that'll be coming up in the next in a couple of months now. The
Okay.
workplace collaboration.
Okay. Right. And so let's talk a little bit about that. Erwin Lazar, who's our president and principal analyst, he's handling our workplace collaboration MetroCast. He couldn't be with here us here today, but so Robin, why don't you sort of give us the overview of what folks can expect from that MetroCast study?
Yeah, so it's basically the same thing as I laid out with the CX MetroCast. It's there'll be MetroStars, so we'll look at the provider ratings, and then there'll also be the market forecasting on the size, the gain retain charts, all of that will be there. And the areas that we're looking at in the workplace collaboration MetroCast study is UCaaS providers, meeting applications, team collaboration applications, webinar and virtual event platforms, SBCs, so session border controllers, SIP trunking service providers, video endpoints, headsets and audio endpoints, UC management platforms, and then UC security platforms as well.
Okay, so that's the CX and the workplace collaboration MetroCast studies. What else is on our research agenda for the, short
Oh,
term?
yeah, we've got lots coming up. We've got pretty much the full year planned out, although we always kind of make adjustments as the year goes on just so that we're able to be nimble. But right now, like over the next quarter or so, like I said, we still have the CX and workplace collaboration MetroCast coming up. Again, CX within the next couple of weeks, workplace collaboration within a couple of months. Workflow management is a report that is going to be coming out. Now, these are tools that have seen increasing use certainly during the pandemic as hybrid and excuse me, remote work became the norm. Excuse me. So these tools really help organizations ensure that they have efficient project and task management, which is obviously very important, especially as we're working remotely, and just overall project management insight to evaluate overall efficiency of employees, something you don't see as much when everybody's working remotely. So this study itself looks at the leading workflow management tools. So we're doing a market overview first, looking at just the markets, the state of the market, the vendors in it, what features are most common, what differentiates them from one another, and then who they're made for. A lot more on that one. And then that'll be coming out the middle of next month. And then we're going to be doing also, I believe we're going to be doing some end user research on that as well. I am going to be launching our next CX transformation research study. This is one we do every year. So it just really looks at what are companies doing in the CX space as far as the types of technologies that are helping them, how they're helping them, what are their drivers, their inhibitors. Drilling down more into the detail of some of the emerging technologies, so things like AI, analytics, automation, self-service, really getting more into detail of those. And we also have, actually, Beth, you're working on the employee experience report and upcoming research. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about that
Yeah,
because you know it
sure.
better than I do.
Employee experience along with workflow management, obviously another big topic that has kind of n not new, but really come into prominence because of the pandemic. And this is, this is a really big, broad category. And, our goal is to really look at, all the tools and the technologies and the applications that organizations use to inform employees, allow them to engage with one another, outside of specific projects or tasks or work groups, and then really importantly, measure that engagement and then enable collaborative goal setting. So our kind of our initial stake in the ground here will be a report that I'm working on. As Robin mentioned, it'll be a market overview of all of the various players within employee experience. And then we'll follow up that with a buyer side research project that'll launch in the early spring. So you can look for the market overview report in the next few weeks. So,
Excellent.
well, yeah. Robin, I think that's just about all the time we have today. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening in. Be sure to check back for our new episodes coming out regularly on Metrigy.com, our YouTube channel, or on your podcast platform. And of course, if you don't already, please do follow us at Metrigy.com, at Metrigy on Twitter, as well as on LinkedIn and Facebook. Thank you.